May 18, 2023, session 1175 of these inner journeys through the Omega Communications Portal. Hello, Lani with you again. Opening the Omega Communications Portal for us to meet together in this way. Beyond time, beyond space, and to be immersed in the surrounding field that we could refer to as the expanded consciousness field, a higher frequency pattern than what we can normally be engaged in during our daily activities. So take this time to step out of the daily activities and move with all of us into the receiving area of the station of light. It's a wonderful sphere of energy to be immersed in. So let's begin this way, being aware that we are in an expanded field of energy. Indeed, we do begin with you, or I'm addressing you, each and every one of you, shifting you into new positions. Are you aware there has been a shifting of positions? So that might refer to many different aspects of your life, and also your viewpoints, your perceptions. There is a constant shifting in accordance with the level of frequency which you resonate with and which you consciously attune to. So this is always an aspect of the transmissions we bring to you and the immersion of you into the field of energy, which allows you to connect more clearly and strongly into the quantum field of consciousness. So it is from this quantum field of consciousness, which is often referred to as the overlaying quantum matrix energy field, beyond the humanoid usual thought pattern. Remember that. You're moving into connection into the cosmic quantum field. And as you do that, there is a natural shift and adjustment to the streams of energy and information. Remember, you were called to come forth into the earth plane during this current civilization. And you agreed to do that. You chose to come into the body form. And here you are, existing in the body form, and you're at this point of your connection, receiving this aspect of energy and information being projected to you. So even though you are here in your energy light body form, you are also receiving it in all the layers of your physicality form. It's just your shift of perception enables you to step into this field of frequency where you have no physical form. You simply exist as the soul presence. And in this way, you are replenished within the streams of energy field. The replenishment enables you to be more creative and actively responding to the creative impulses that come directly into your soul essence. And so you will be voicing or bringing into manifestation aspects of creation that you are proposing to bring into your life existence and thereby into the existence of the surrounding field around you individually, and as well you are connecting with the conscious beings, also connecting into this quantum field of consciousness. Already adjustments are taking place in these few moments of the gathering. As a result, in the outward projection that you might observe or hear about in different ways in the livelihoods of people or in their pure existences, wherever they will be physically, you will be observing changing attitudes, a coming together in many ways, in a form of resolution. There can be the resolving to amend and discontinue differences. There can be the resolution in many ways of resolving and dissolving the intrusive elements, those which had been contributing to the overall manipulation in a general sense of population. So we are aware, we are speaking to you who have realized all of this and have transmuted much of the disturbances that had been affecting you, and you have now been mixing with and working with in a coordinated fashion with the cosmic field, the galactic beings with whom you associate, especially in the clear connections that you have when you choose into connecting with them. From your group of soul connections, from the purpose that you originated from, a central point, you see. Even such as this in the station is a central gathering point of many of the galactic streams of beings and information in attendance of the shifting earth plane, and offering the streams of energy that come through the solar portal in such a way that it is transformed into a way that the consciousness field of people, the consciousness, can be aware of and work with. It's all improvement and upliftment when you step into this higher quantum field. Remember this. You step into the quantumness of your soul presence and what you are achieving. There are many differences, subtle differences sometimes, occurring in your perceptions and the way that you now carry out certain thought forms and activities if you compared them with, say, 10 years ago, because of the shift of your consciousness and the way that you now connect in to the pure elements. Naturally involved in all of these transmissions is what you would call healing, bringing back into the wholeness. And this is important for you to remember. The wholeness of your soul shifts the trajectory of the pathway you may have been on, where you thought you were following great minds or great people, and now you've come back into shifting to your own soul connection on its trajectory through the solar portal, accessing the information and energy and bringing it back into you as a conscious being. imbued, infused with the cosmic intelligence in its pureness, bringing in the vital energy essence needed both for you and others with whom you are connected, and into the general field that is available to everybody around and within the planetary system. So it's a field of energy that has always been present and available, and it becomes a connection when individuals are prepared to question and open the pathways of their perception, and thereby they begin the clearer and stronger connection to the original soul intention for the presence of beings on the planet. Many disturbances, of course, you will be aware of in the subtle frequency patterns and layers around you, even though you may not tune into local or worldwide news systems. When you tune into this cosmic intelligent ongoing revelation system, you see what is irrelevant and what had become a disturbance for people. So the collective that we are addressing, and you will be aware of, it does appear that you are existing in a higher field of civilization. In the continual visitations into it, it becomes part of your consciousness field, your energy in the frequency pattern of that. And that continues to exist within wherever you are locally existing, where the physicality is locally existing. But you carry with you the presence of the higher frequency pattern of that civilization type. You might get glimpses of it through some perhaps new creations coming forward. Consider whether they are totally beneficial and supporting the soul existence, or whether again it is a clever manipulation that will subdue the true soul pattern of people. You will know the difference. So each time you come back into the existence of the higher consciousness field, you are reassembling yourself and replenishing the essential vitality of you. It is simply achieved by the intention that you have of connecting back into it when you sense that your energy field had become disturbed and had lowered out of that higher frequency. So all of this is aspects of you, and you will continue to present this higher field in you and through you. This is required of you. Remember the assistance you have also. There are many assistors around you in the cosmic quantum field. They will vary depending on the essential need that you become aware of. Assistance is with you. So there are many aspects that you are finding to validate and give you confirmation of your presence and the higher field and connections you have as you travel inwardly or physically. Remember the composition, the constitution of you, the constitution of multidimensional elements and aspects, those that support the physical form and those that support the energy form of you in that joyful state of your energy. It is through that level of joyful happiness that you connect more easily with the galactic beings of support. This surrounds you, and thus my deliverance in this session is complete. I withdraw now, Aurum out. Acknowledged. I come forward speaking to you as Antur, and many of you will be familiar with the level of the frequency that I bring around you. I have come forward to briefly remind you that there is many artificial projections that would bring people into a fearful state or a fight state as a response to fear. Remember, that is an implanted concept. So I have come forward from the state of existence of the Galactic Federation that says, stabilize yourself into the higher, clearer, harmonic frequency that has been explained to you, that you have been drawn into you in the dimensional field of light, support and expansion of consciousness in the pure particles and aspects that are the existences. So this was my message to you today. Enter out. Lani speaking to you again, and I give my gratitude to Antur, Aurum, and the support teams. It must have been needed for Antur to come through in this way, in this session. I think because there can be confusion as to what we are able to tap into and what still exists as a form of manipulation or compromising our true state of soul existence. So there's much to be considered and drawn into us from this session in an ongoing way. So surround yourself in the pureness of your soul presence, because it connects to the elements of source energy, support. Enjoy the connections and corrections coming through to you today in an ongoing way. So thank you for connecting in this way. And this ends the session through the Omega Communications Portal. Remember to come back fully connected into all of the elements of your physicality, bringing it all into you at this time, back into the present moment as we measure time. All of those moments of happiness to experience, enjoying the expansion of consciousness happening for you. And a closing thought. It seems to be some interference with YouTube channels, so I trust that you can receive this in the different ways that the transmission is available. Thank you.